Hey, this is Jitterbug.
And Nerves.
From Talking Ship, and we are proud to announce another episode of Game Lounge.
Come on in.
Welcome, welcome. Come on into the Game Lounge and pour one out for us, man. It's episode number 21. We're legal, finally.
Finally. Let's talk
and
some,
I am,
let's do some dirty things. I don't know. What do people do when they're 21?
Oh, yeah.
It's been forever.
I think it stops becoming cool to drink.
Pretty much.
And you need to start looking for other illegal things to do.
I know. Quick, drinking is legal. Let's all smoke crack.
There you go. It's the crack smoke on episode number 21. And I'm the crack smoking fisherman.
And I'm still the Farva.
And we have completed our extra lives. It is over. Farva was doing his in the midst of recording the podcast
last week. Yep.
I did mine on Saturday amid all kinds of fucking turmoil. And Farva, I had a hell of a time during Extra Life. Check this out. I started off playing Halo Reach with the guys.
That just shows how shitty it started right there. I mean, that was just a bad choice from the get-go. I mean,
it was with Chop and
you think you couldn't go any worse from there. It'd just be nothing but up.
Well, it got a whole lot worse.
Oh, no.
Really. Because my gamer tag got corrupted. I don't know if you saw this on my Facebook, but I talked about it on my Facebook. My gamer tag got corrupted. And hey, you know what? No problem. I can just recover it.
Yeah.
Nope. Guess what? One service from Xbox Live. Everything else was working. Was down on Saturday.
No way.
Gamertag recovery.
So, did you take over your little woman's?
No. I couldn't even play Enslaved because I couldn't even sign in to get to my game save.
Lame.
I know, it was terrible. Well, I mean, okay, so all that happened and I got into a couple of craft games. I got into Minecraft, which I'll be talking about later. For a long time on Saturday, because what the hell else was I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I also got a little bit into World of Warcraft, but we'll talk about that a little bit later too. But so I'm sitting here, and right now I'm drinking a beer, of course. But this is one that I picked up on Saturday when I went to Leavenworth, which is a Bavarian town out here in Washington. A classic Bavarian. They just everything in this town, Farva, is like even the McDonald's. The font on the McDonald's sign and on the side of the building, everything is all Bavarian and old school and old style.
Yeah, yeah. I remember I made the whole military prison joke the last time you told me about this.
Oh yeah, yeah. So we went back there on Saturday. Went back to that cheese shop that we like so much because it has a ton of beer, and I found a Fisher Amber Ale. And that's what I'm drinking right now is the Fisher Amber Ale. It's got a really one of those really cool drop top bottles that you can flip up and seal and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got my name on the side of it. And so, guess what's going in the dishwasher once I'm done with it?
Oh yeah, enjoy.
Yeah,
it.
This will stay around for a while. It's a pretty good beer too. It's not a great beer. It's an okay beer. But I was just more happy to get myself a Fisher Amber Ale. So while we're recording, what are you drinking tonight?
I have got the vodka and tonic water. Just a vodka and tonic. Something nice,
and
simple, and easy. That's it. That's it.
Cherries.
No fruit. Not a fruit. There is nothing fruity on my desk save, I don't know, picture of me, I guess. Other than that, yeah, there's nothing else on the desk. Although I do have a question for you. Like Extra Life? Yeah. Around like the 16th to 18th hour, how bad did it get for you?
It got pretty bad, man. I mean, I got back into Minecraft, and I honestly, I was drilling myself to stay awake. I probably dozed off while I was in the middle of Minecraft because it's such a serene little game. And mm-hmm. once, well, I'll get into Minecraft later, and that's really what I plowed a lot of time into during actual.
I mean, I was just wondering because like around that point in time, like I lost internet about 14 hours in for almost 8 hours, and it was just I was just fuming. I had no internet service. I had nothing but my phone, and I was just pissed. So all of like the multiplayer game I was going to do, gone. So I went to single player games, and about 3-4 hours of that, when I'm already that tired, it got to the point where I'm like, you know, maybe cancer's not so bad. Because I was dying. I'm like, this is horrible.
Did you see the total that they raised up, though?
Over.
Holy motherfuck.
It was 417 last I looked, but I've heard it's been up to 430 now.
Yeah, I think it's a 440 right now. It just keeps getting bigger, and it is that is unreal. You've been involved in it for a couple of years now, right? Or is this your first one?
This is the first one I did, but I've sponsored. I've sponsored the other two.
Man, how about that though? I mean, it was like 120 for the first one, and like 160 last year,
and now this.
Christ Almighty. Yeah, so real proud of that, and real happy the way Extra Life turned out. Despite all odds, I played video games for Extra Life, overcame everything. But so now we're back on the Game Lounge, and we're back to talking about video games, and we're going to move it on into the digital disc. This is the digital disc, and this is our news segment, and the first piece of news is straight out of Brazil. Farva.
Always. It's where we like to start off in Brazil.
They are not happy with Rockstar. Really not happy with Rockstar.
Okay.
They have banned the sale of GTA Grand Theft Auto episodes from Liberty City. If you don't know what that is the standalone expansion pack for Grand Theft Auto 4. These episodes came out via downloadable content.
That's like the Ballad of Gay Tony and
The Lost and the Damned.
Yeah,
yep. And so those are the just two add-ons that were substantial and really good, like really really good add-ons for Grand Theft Auto 4. They have banned the sale of this standalone expansion pack, disc-based expansion pack, on planet Earth, not just in Brazil. They have banned it everywhere.
Okay.
And the civil court in Sao Paulo has targeted Rockstar Games, claiming improper use of the song Conga Kid, because that is said to be an unauthorized sample of Bota e Didino Pro Alto by Brazilian composer Hamilton Lourenço da Silva. They say they're unauthorized, like someone went to Brazil, stole this guy's sample, and for some reason put it into this game. Anyways, so the injunction says that Rockstar is restricted from trading and distributing the expansion episodes from Liberty City, and the game must be collected from stores, not only in Brazil, but worldwide. The decision apparently also applies to digital versions of the game. There's a fine of about $3,000 for each day the Grand Theft Auto expansion continues to be sold. Is this what's happening? Is this what Brazil has to worry about right now?
The thing is I don't know, that's so fucking stupid. I mean, the thing I understand, they're like, okay, if they ripped off someone's beat, I understand that artist being pissed off. I could see him suing and trying to get a little cash for it, but this is just extreme. I mean, this really, like, anyone's going to give a shit? I mean, there's no... If I was Rockstar, I'd be like, fuck it. We just won't sell in your area. You know?
Ever again.
Yeah, they're doing plenty, you know, well enough everywhere else. I mean, I know... Like, I did some gaming with DJ, and he's in Peru, and he was on servers out of Chile or some fucked up shit like that. You know? I mean, they're... Just in South America alone, they're doing fine. So there's no reason for them to worry about fucking Brazil by themselves. I mean, I understand Brazil is, the biggest country in South America. But still, who gives a fuck? It's mostly trees anyway.
And it's funny because this is a story on Kotaku. And a Rockstar spokesperson got back to them and said, yeah, we haven't received any notes from the court about this. And we're looking into the news reports from Brazil, which means... we're sitting over here in the corner just kind of whacking off and,
go fuck yourself.
We're not going to change anything. So, go fuck yourself, Brazilian composer Hamilton Lourenço da Silva.
No.
And
yeah, fuck you personally, Lorenzo.
I don't know what they're thinking. They think that in Brazil they can ban the sale of a game worldwide.
Especially some tiny little civil court.
And in the U.S., we can't do that.
Yeah.
We can't ban sales of any game worldwide, and we're the ones that made them. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just a silly little story that, okay, so if you're looking for Rockstar Grand Theft Auto Liberty City stories, get out there and get it now, because they're going to get ripped off the shelves pretty soon. So, look out, guys.
Yeah.
Another kind of stupid little story is that there is a burlesque show going on in Chicago in October named Boobs and Goombas.
Classy.
And it is, not what you, well, it is probably what you guys think. It is a Super Mario burlesque show. I got nothing else outside of that. Outside of Farva, would you ever be interested in going
to
a burlesque show?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the thing. I think I would be too. I want to see what this is all about.
In fact, I'm looking at planning a trip to Vegas probably next end of January, early February, with my brothers and some friends. And I was thinking, go catch the not Cirque du Soleil, but the other one. There's like the body circus, something like that. It's like a burlesque, like acrobatic shit, weird. Like, well, okay, cool, whatever. I was looking at that. If they had a video game themed show, I would flip the fuck out. Like, I'd be having a nerdgasm while I'm having an orgasm while I'm like, it would just, it would, I wouldn't be able to contain myself. Like, I would just turn into like a pile of jizz.
Wow. So, a pile of jizz you would
just
turn into.
I would just melt into the seat.
That's pretty gross, man. I don't know if I would want to be around you if that happened.
God, no one wants to be around me if that happens.
In fact, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't want to be around you if that happened. Now, I would go see it, too. It looks really, really stupid, but it's kind of the train wreck that you'd expect, like a bad movie drinking, except for if the bad movie drinking was purely based on video game lore.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Let's bring it on. I hope it comes out west.
Well, I'm just hoping that they've painted like this little Goombas on like one on each tit. And the girl walks around. She's like, da-na-na-na-na. She's got her hands underneath. She's like bouncing around like, da-na-na-na-na.
Now, I'm looking at the poster right now. She's got the superstar, the invincibility star is covering her nips.
Oh, that's not as classy.
Not as classy as a little mushroom.
Oh, heck no.
The Goomba's walking by just staring right at him. It's funny. He's got a big stupid grin on his face.
All right, this is all right. I don't generally click on your links you send me, but I'm clicking on this one.
Yeah, you got to check this thing out. It's pretty funny.
All right, buddy, what's next?
All right, so I got good news and I got bad news. What do you want first?
Bad news.
Okay, bad news first. Pirates of the Caribbean: Armada of the Damned has been canceled, and I don't know if you heard anything about this. We might have talked about this once or twice on the show, actually, but Pirates of the Caribbean: Armada of the Damned was supposed to be
an MMO,
right? No, not an MMO, but a full-on RPG in the style of Mass Effect, in the style of Mass Effect 2, with branching storylines and evolving characters and all the stuff that you liked about Mass Effect 2. This was supposed to be Mass Effect 2 on a pirate ship. It wasn't even supposed to have any of the characters from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. It was supposed to be you and on in this world with a whole different set of characters.
Okay.
And now it's been canceled. They are laying off about 100 people from the Vancouver-based developer Propaganda Games, and they're finishing up production on Tron.
Mm-hmm.
But they have decided to cut loose Pirates of the Caribbean, and a lot of people were pretty excited about this game, at least the ones that have gotten their hands on it, because there was a Disney event before E3 this year, and it was kind of an afterthought for everybody going to it, but everybody walked away saying that game just blew them away, and it seems like a real shame to put this kind of work into something and get this kind of hype going for it. How could you not sell a Pirates of the Caribbean game?
It's not going to die. It'll get renamed and repackaged, but someone else will pick this up.
Why would you rename it?
Yeah, because Pirates of the Caribbean, I mean, the first movie, when I first heard about that, I'm like, really? They're making a movie after a theme ride? And I went and saw it, and it was amazing. The second one was kind of like, eh. And the third one, when everyone gets a plot line, you know, this guy gets a plot line, that one gets a plot line, the ocean gets a plot line. And it was just so convoluted and so fucking stupid that I was just, I mean, it made my head spin how retarded the final movie was. That, quite frankly, it leaves a sour taste in my mouth whenever I think of Pirates of the Caribbean. In fact, today I went and picked up a pirate outfit, and I made sure everything I bought for Halloween has nothing to do with Pirates of the Caribbean because I'm so sick of that shit.
I think you are alone in that. I mean, I don't think you're alone in that. I think you're in the minority in that. I think this regardless of the quality of the movies, the name has a ton of value.
Oh yeah, but the thing, I mean, also is why would you have a game and you have all this value and not have any of the characters involved? I mean, you would expect to pass trade swords with the Black Pearl or run into, you know, some of the characters or some of the similar ports or something.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially what it is it's just a pirate game. And they're just throwing Pirates of the Caribbean on there. That's stupid. I think they should just – I think they're going to get rid of the name and repackage it as a pirate game, and hopefully it's as good, if not better, than what Red Dead did for the Western genre.
I don't know, man. They cut loose 100 people that were working on it, and that's basically an entire video game team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They cut them loose. They're gone. They laid them off, and they're not going to pick up this game and finish it. So it even if it does get repackaged, repurposed, and come back out, it's not going to be the same game that it was before.
No.
So it's really bothersome. So that's the bad news. So I guess, guys, don't look forward to Pirates of the Caribbean Armada of the Damned anymore. I was looking forward to it. I was looking forward to what that thing had in store for us next year, but not anymore. The good news, NBA Jam has finally been announced as retail release for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Finally! What are we getting
now? It's still before holiday. That's still as far as they're willing to take it, but I would say not. I would say fairly soon. That's how I would see it. Fairly soon. The game's done. The game and a lot of people that got their hands on NBA Elite, the game that was canceled.
Yeah.
Actually went in and saw in the menu where you could buy and download basically the full feature set for NBA Jam for the Wii on the 360. So it seems like the content that they are adding into the disc-based release for NBA Jam is already, at least already almost done, or they were already planning on doing it anyways. They may be accelerating their timeline a little bit. So I would say look for this one in the next month, to be honest with you. I think it'll come out early-ish November or maybe mid-November, certainly before holidays. And just good to see and good to get confirmation of what everybody was hoping for in the wake of NBA Elite just taking a big old shit. NBA Jam is being released on a disc for the PS3 and 360. Have fun on Xbox Live with that one, because I know I fucking will.
Oh, Gamer God, yes. Galore. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be sick.
Right. And I guess a little bit more bad news. Gran Turismo 5. Man, it was finally coming. November 2nd. Here it comes. We've waited for this game for years and years and years, and it's been delayed again.
Don't give a shit.
And that's the thing. That's kind of what I want to talk to you about. Because when a game is delayed like this, it completely seems to fall out of relevance. I know there are people that really care about this game, and there are people that are really looking forward to it, and they're willing to wait for as long as necessary to get this game. This isn't a game that I feel like can stand on years and years and years of delays.
No, oh no. No, especially when you have so many other racing games that are, I mean, they may not be as nice or have as many perks or whatever you want to say, you know, oh, you know what, when you're, you know, flying past someone and they're holding a glass of water, your reflection, like, you know, comes off the ice, you know, it's like, yeah. Okay, who gives a shit about that? I just want a good racing game. Now, I personally don't, because I can't give a shit about racing games, like Mario Kart. I love Mario Kart because I can race and blow shit up. That is what I love. So, and like, I'm super, what I'm looking forward to as far as a racing game goes, and I don't even technically think it counts as a racing game, is the new Twisted Metal game that they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. But this, just because it's Gran Turismo, I couldn't give a shit. I played it at PAX, the Gran Turismo 5, the thing. Me and Danny went and played that, Undead Dog.
Yeah.
And it was a racing game like any other racing game. It was, the physics of it were great. I mean, but it was, I wasn't blown away by it. I wasn't just like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever. I could have easily taken any number of racing games that are already out and have been out for last 2 or 3 years and been just as content.
I know. And I did. It's called Forza 3, and it's fucking fantastic. And it's the reason, I think it's the reason that Gran Turismo 5 was delayed in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to come out a couple of months after Forza 3, if I recall it right.
Yep, they were.
And they were kind of banking on Forza 3 sucking.
And it was good. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, shit, this game's good. We can't come out 2 months later and have people actually like care about it and have the same basic feature set and all that stuff. So what they did was they spent the next year or so just packing a bunch of crazy shit into it. The modes that are in Gran Turismo 5 are it's just ridiculous, the number of modes that are in Gran Turismo 5. But now they've got to polish all that shit up and get it ready to actually ship and get it ready for production, and they're not ready. And there's no excuse. They've had this. They've had Gran Turismo 5 on the docket for the PlayStation 3 since the damn console came out.
Yeah.
This is, they had just a prologue come out. Like 2 years ago, the prologue came out.
I have to say, even for diehard fans, like I know like Pac-Man Polar Bear is a diehard fan. He's been waiting for this game forever. But even to the diehard fans, you have to think, when it keeps getting pushed back like this, it hits a point where you're just like, I just don't think I want to spend my money on that anymore. Like for those who wanted it, who were like, this is going to be a buy right off the bat, like, you know, I might just rent this one. You know, I might have to put my hands on it to see, because obviously they are not confident enough in their product to meet their deadlines. And when, I mean, I understand pushing back a game a couple of months to fine tune it, polish it up, get out some glitches, things like that. That I understand. But when you're pushing it off and pushing it off and pushing it off and pushing it off, I mean, if I'm trying to sleep with a girl and she keeps pushing me off like that, after a while, I'll be like, fuck it, I'm going to your sister's house. You know, I mean, she knows she may be a little, you know, she may be a little wider and she may be a little heavier, but bottom line, I'm going to get what I want now.
Yeah. You can't just keep waiting for that shit, man.
No.
And that's the thing. There's a certain threshold of game delay, I think. You know, a game gets delayed once. Okay. You know what? I'm happy the game got delayed because now it's going to be better when it comes out.
Yep.
Game gets delayed twice. You're pushing it a little bit, but okay. I can still see that. That's happening with Gears of War 3, and I'm still looking forward to Gears of War 3. Game gets delayed third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh time. You know what? It's over. I my hype train, you cannot build it back up. It's supposed to, this stupid game was supposed to come out November 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
If the hype train hadn't gotten to me by now, it's not getting here.
Yeah.
So
let's go fuck the sister.
Yeah. I would if I cared about racing games at all.
So
that's gonna do it for Digital Desk. We're gonna roll it on into the game bank. All right, this is the game bang, and my game bang is an Extra Life special, because this is the one that I spent a ton of time playing, a lot more time than I had really allotted to it. I caught the bug, man. I spent a ton of time playing Minecraft.
Okay, what did you build?
Okay, well, I found a pretty good strategy guide online to get you started.
Oh my god, you are so gay. And I don't mean gay as in like colorful and like awesome and you dress really nice, you have great abs, and your property values go up because you take care of your shit. I mean like gay in the redneck sense of the gay.
Well, okay, so I had no idea that in Minecraft all the action was underground. I had no idea. Until I saw the strategy guy that said, hey, do all your shit, get your shelter built and all that stuff, and then just start digging into a mountain. Because that's where all the action is down below. I had no idea what it was like down there. Because basically, so I started, threw my shelter up, just a wooden shelter that I could hide myself from the monsters in before it turned to dark. And then once it was light out again, I ran and found a mountain that I could dig into the side of and make a shelter out of. And now I've got this really fairly nice cave-like shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Put a door on there and, you know, did it up nice. Put some torches on the walls. Got some flint. Got some fire going. You know, I was evolving as a modern-day Minecraft caveman.
Okay.
And then I dug out a little room in the back, and I just started digging down. Just down, 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 down. And there's a distinct monster sound in Minecraft. It, you know, just like a zombie kind of rambling around.
I'm sorry, like what?
Like,
mic's not picking it up. One more time. Okay, thanks.
You catch that?
I got it that time.
Okay, good, good, good. That's the sound that the monsters will make when it's nighttime outside, right?
All
right. And they're shambling around trying to find you and attack you. I get down so deep that I start hearing that sound again, and then my pickaxes were all broke, so I had to go make some more upstairs. Went back up to where I started digging, and I look outside and it's bright daylight, and I'm like, oh, so I must be digging to the monsters.
Nice.
So I dig out this hole, and there's this giant chasm of it's just like this huge cave that's just carved out. And there's all these monsters and all kinds of crazy shit and like gems and like fire and like a lake and stuff. It's like all the action is down below, but you got to get down there. And that's kind of the secret is that's where it's all at. So I went down there and killed some monsters, had a hell of a time down there. And to think that every world in this game is procedurally generated so that none of them are ever the same with this kind of stuff, it's pretty impressive. I mean, for a little browser-based Flash game, I got to say, that's a pretty impressive feat. And I really enjoyed my time with Minecraft. It kind of got to be a grind in the wee hours in the morning, but I still just grinded right through. I still had a good time with it. Yeah, so that's what I've been game banging is that and a little bit of NBA too, which I'm finally starting to get into.
All right, so two games I don't give a shit about. Although to be fair, I'm playing a game I guarantee you don't give a shit about: Knights of the Old Republic.
I love that game.
Still playing it. I've been going through and being super evil, and I've realized that it's been fucking me in the process.
Like
I've been waiting to like pick up my evil Jedi, you know. And I realized, oh, crap, I killed her way back at the beginning of the game. Because I hadn't played it so long. I totally forgot who she was. So when it came time to, like, after you kind of defeat her, she's like, oh, I feel so bad. And you can kind of talk her into joining your party. I'm just like, fuck you, you're going to die. And I just slaughtered her. And, like, damn it, so I lose my Jedi. And now I was doing, like, some missions on, like, this, for, like, these assassins and shit like that. Like, I'm trying to, like, I never did any of that before. So I'm, like, trying to figure out where this assassination pyramid builds up to. And while I was busy being evil, I destroyed all this whole one world. I destroyed their entire resource. And so I've been banished from that world. And that's where the guy is that I need to talk to every time I complete an assassination mission. So I can't go back. So I'm like, I keep fucking myself over and over again. And it's really pissing me off. Because I'm so obsessed with being a dick that I'm actually like dicking myself.
It's like a microcosm of your entire life.
It so is. It sucks so bad. So I have to go back and like I'm just like, fuck it. I'm gonna beat this. Then I'm gonna do it all over again. And so I'm kind of like kickstarting that and kicking that idea around. And but that's, I mean, really the only time I've had, because I'm actually gonna be gone next week. So this whole week has been spent like prepping things and getting ready to go. So I haven't had time to just sit down and game, so everything has been, you know, at work on my lunch break, you know, putting in, you know, 5 or 6 minutes here or there when I'm able. So that's pretty much all it's been.
Yeah, and so you're going to be gone next week, but we won't be leaving you hanging. We'll come up with something. I'll bring in somebody else, or maybe I'll just do one on my own. And who knows, Farva? We might just get a little dose of Farva, anyways. Yeah. I was talking to somebody. And we'll see what we can make happen through the magic of MP3, but we might get a little bit of Farva next week after all.
I have nothing. I don't know what to say.
You'll see.
I'm super nervous right now. Like, what are you gonna do?
You'll see, just like the rest of them, Farva. So that's what we've been game banging. We're gonna go on into the care package. And this is the care package, and Farva, you've got a pretty important, pretty cool care package for us this week, because a lot of games have been coming out, obviously. We'll be going on the horizon next and talking about what's coming out this month, but the big release for this week is
Fallout New Vegas.
That's right.
We've been waiting for this for a long time. We had mixed results with it at PAX. You spent a lot of time out in the middle of the desert at the actual Fallout booth, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you didn't get to do anything. Bunch of badass weapons, nothing to kill. And then you ended up playing it again off of some computer, and you had more of a Fallout type experience. More questing, more conversations, this and that, right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Okay. This is, if you're a Fallout 3 fan, get it. It's pretty much the same fucking game.
Okay.
Not a bad thing. For some reason, this one seems prettier to me. And I know maybe I'm just looking for improvements, but I notice, like, when I'm running, when I jump, the guy actually, like, spreads his legs like he's trying to leap instead of just, you know, oh, he's in the air, okay, he's down again. Like,
oh, do you play it in third-person mode?
Oh, sometimes. I have been. I've been switching back and forth, just kind of looking at stuff. I put about 7.5 hours into it today when I should have been packing for my cruise, and so I'm going to be up until, like, 4 a.m. doing that. That was stupid. But, I've been playing this pretty much all day, all night. It's that some of the key differences from the other game is that you can build your own ammo. Like, ammo isn't just, like, standard ammo. It's no longer 5.56 or 9mm, 10mm, anything like that. Now you can buy, like, 5.56 ammo that's armor-piercing. And that will change how things react. There's reload benches where you have to... You remember how in the first game you get, like, these recipes for making weapons and shit like that?
Yeah.
Well, in this one, you have that as well as... There's ammo loading where you can break ammo down and put it back together and different types of ammo, things like that. You got to find those. Those are specific benches.
Really?
It seems like they've really just kind of taken it and made it more in-depth. And I don't necessarily know if it's a good thing.
Is there a good storyline reason for them to have a different kind of workbench for ammo? That seems
no,
a little unnecessary
just,
to
that's
me.
That's just there. It's just there. There's no storyline reason for it. The story starts off... kind of strange. It's a, you know, a very cool kind of cinematic video, but essentially you start off, you're being betrayed and you're executed, and from there, and now you can read this out, a spoiler alert if you want to say spoiler alert, but if you've looked at anything that's out there, this is the reason for the game. In the first one, you're looking for your dad. On this one, you're executed, you end up getting dug up, you're not completely dead, some doc fixes you up, and now you're out to find out who killed you.
Okay, so it's like Broken Steel except for
kind
of the beginning of a game.
Yeah, it's not really all that like moving. Like, oh, you know, like the first ones, you got to find your dad. Why is he missing? What's going on? Why is the vault manager pissed at me? You know, that kind of thing. This one is much more just, someone killed me. What the fuck? Now I got to find him. So you're chasing this guy all around trying to figure out why he killed you. In the meantime, you're doing a whole lot of just little missions, fetch missions, this and that. This game requires a lot more. How to put it, you have to complete the side missions. You have to get your character leveled up, because if you go too far ahead, I mean, you know, they have like the little flies. They're like just giant mutated flies.
Yeah, well, bloat fly, right?
Yeah, something like that. Well, you run into those again, no problem. But I ran into what looked like green versions of those. They had a totally different name. I've never seen them before, and they were junior versions. It was like junior Mitskavak or whatever the fuck they called them. Three of these things, I had like full armor. I was just completely like stimmed out, psyched out. I had full armor, full health. Came after these guys with the shotgun, and three of them put me down in like 15 seconds.
Oh wow!
And it was like, holy shit. Okay, go back and, you know, work my way through a couple of missions, and so that's kind of it. Whereas the other one, you could do kind of exploring, and you can kind of run away and this and that. This one's kind of got me fucked. Another pro con you run into is there's a fuck ton of different factions. Now, in the old one, you had like the Raiders, you know, Raiders were bad. Then you had, you know, you had the guys who had the big robots, they're good, and the Enclave, which was bad. That's who you had.
Right.
In this one, there's so many little gangs. There's like two main gangs. There's like the Legionnaires, which are very, like, they're kind of like Roman Centurions.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like the bad guys. Then you've got the NCR, the New California Republic, and they're the good guys. And then you've got a bunch of little gangs and all kinds of shit and little towns. And so if you behave well for one town, then this group over here, this little gang that's been attacking this town, hates you. So anytime any of them run into you, they hate you, or vice versa. It's a real... And so sometimes you like pick up armor, because I just needed armor, so I pick up armor, I'm putting armor on. And then I walk into town wearing this bad guy's armor, and the fucking town attacks me. I have to defend myself, and now I've lost favor with that town.
Yeah, that's always kind of been the thing with Fallout 3, too, was, you know, sometimes you're doing the right thing, but you're doing something that the game considers bad, like you're picking a lock to get into something to help, like, save somebody, but you lose karma because you picked the lock.
Yeah.
It seems the logic is a little bit one-tracked.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
and that could be a problem.
So another problem I've run into, like, I just stopped playing a little bit ago. I'm like, fuck it. I only rented it because I wanted to just give it a shot, and I'm going on this cruise. So by the time I get back, Black Ops is going to be coming out, and I'm like, I only got so much money right now. So I rented it. I played it for about 7 hours today. I was going to save my game, maybe wait till it dropped to $45, $50, pick it up, try and get one of these little deals you can find.
Yeah.
Instead, I went into this room. I was completely overpowered. I was like spinning around trying to like get away from him. I went through a door and it fucking saved on me.
Oh no, that's the worst.
I have no health. And as soon as like my save game pops up. These guys, like, literally, there's like 12 of them pile out of this door, slaughter me, and there's nothing I can do about it. And my oldest save, that was an autosave. My last real save before that was like 4 hours ago.
Fuck, that is the worst. That happened to me in Fallout 3. What happened to me was outside of the gigantic freighter vessel,
yeah.
When you have to swim in to get to it,
mm-hmm.
My only autosave was right outside the door underwater, and I was out of air.
Oh.
And so when I went through the door and I was still out of air, it autosaved on me. And so I ended up stuck inside the thing with about half a second worth of air. Now I got it. I did it so many times. I did it like 20 times because, you know, you just load up and die, load up and die, load up and die.
Yeah.
I eventually got it so that it was just like this perfect motion of me spinning around, hitting the door to take me back out of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And that took about a quarter of a second. And it loads. I'm just kind of like sitting here, like bouncing, like, okay, I'm going to load up, load up, load up. And then as soon as it loads up, like in reaction times that you wouldn't see in like a NASA astronaut, I hit the back button real quick on the controller and fast travel my ass out of there.
Nice.
That was how I fix it. But if you're in a room and you're in a building and you're on a mission, you can't fast travel.
Yeah, I'm being attacked. You can't fast travel with enemies near you.
Yeah,
Running and running and running. I can't even outrun them. I'm fucked. So that's like 4 hours of gameplay gone. I'm just fucked. So overall, so far the game it's not a bad game. It's more Fallout 3. It's basically Fallout 3. Now one of the big things was your weapons sight in, you know, and it's so finite. Like the iron sights, you have to be on someone so perfectly, and you know how Fallout is, like the guys run sideways so quickly and they just change direction. It's like playing asteroids back in the day where the asteroids just float in all different directions and shit.
Sure.
The guys move like that, and so actually trying to hit them is fucking pain in the ass. I just got to the point where I just use I don't pull up the iron sights. I just wait, and when my little reticle turns red, I pull the trigger.
Yeah, and you just don't iron sight it up, and you use that. Do you use VATS?
VATS. You got to.
You could play it without VATS.
Shut up. No, you don't. Everyone uses VATS.
I said you couldn't play it without VATS.
Oh, God. Oh, no way. I thought you said, yeah, if you
shut
could.
Shut up,
I'm
asshole.
Like, no. Like, no one plays without VATS. Exploding heads is part of what made this game so great.
It's one of the features, you know. Easy. So you'd be doing yourself a disservice by not playing with VATS because it's a really cool thing, and it is absolutely necessary for this type of game. I've heard this one's funnier than Fallout 3. Have you experienced any of that?
That's what they say. Well, it's weird. It gives you like this thing at the beginning of the game. You pick your strengths, like you have your points, and they go into like strength and endurance and luck and all that shit. Then you
roll
your skills. Then after that, there's like I think there's like 9 choices, and you pick 2, and they'll be like you can do 10% more damage with all of your weapons, but they fire 10% slower. And it's like a bunch of those. You have to pick 2 out of these 9. And the last one is not for people who want to play it seriously. It's for the people who want to get wild and crazy. And you pick that one, and like that's where the humor and the weird shit you run into. I picked that. I haven't run into anything yet.
Oh, really?
Not really.
Wow, 7 hours in, huh?
Yeah. It's just the same. It's just like Fallout 3. It's the same shit. I haven't found anything weird or wonky or that's funny or nothing like that. So,
that's interesting.
And I'm playing through the missions. I mean, you've got to. So it's not like I'm just running around, like, you know, dicking myself over. I'm going through what I'm supposed to, and I'm not really running into anything.
Has the thing glitched out on you yet? I've heard there's a lot of glitches right now.
I haven't run into that. Not as bad as you would think. Like, every so often, you get kind of that load freeze frame where, like, you'll be running, all of a sudden it'll pause for half a second, and then you'll be, like, 3 steps ahead where you were.
Uh-huh.
I've run into that a couple of times, but no, nothing significant.
Yeah, I've heard they're scrambling over there to throw a patch out there because a lot of people are freaking pissed off that they shipped a game so buggy.
Yeah, I've heard of glitches where people will like so I guess there's a like I found train tracks. I guess at a later point in the game you can get on a train and ride a train around, and they'll be in the middle of like the desert, and all of a sudden they're riding a train somewhere, and they're like, "What the fuck just happened?" You know,
yeah.
Things like that, or like people will be like will shoot up into space, or you know, people will be like floating above the ground, or you know, the hit detection doesn't quite work out with people running into each other. I mean, bugs are bugs. You know, they're trying to fix it. I haven't run into that, and I haven't experienced anything that's game-breaking yet until my own stupidity, where instead of just dying and then running away, I tried to save my own life and ran out the door. It fucking saved, and I lost my, you know, that was on me. That's for me being a dumbass.
Well, sort of. I mean, you could...
I should have just died. I would have died. It wouldn't have cost me anything. I would have just started back, like, outside of that building, and I'm sure I would have been fine.
Yeah, but, like, your snap reaction isn't just to die. It's to try and get your ass the fuck out of there and save your skin. And, you know, I'm sure in that moment you weren't thinking autosave.
Oh, no.
You were just thinking get the fuck out of there.
No, yeah. I'm like, oh, there's a door. I can run. Maybe I can escape. And as soon as I did and I saw the autosave motion, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Consume every piece of food that you have in your inventory and just make a run for it.
Well, that's another thing. Like this game has a hardcore setting. Where, like, ammo usually doesn't weigh anything. Ammo has weight in this game on the hardcore setting.
Right, I've heard about this.
Like, your stim packs cannot heal broken bones, so you have to go to a doctor for that. If you have, if you're radiation poisoning, you know, like, you can die of dehydration. You can die. You have to take water. You have to take food. You got to monitor these other levels. And if you... if you take like a stim pack or a Rad-X, something to take your radiation down, it doesn't just happen spontaneously. It literally like takes time for these things to work, for the medicines to work. And so for those people who want that kind of harder, more quote unquote real world type experience, I'm sure it'd be fun. I didn't try that because that sounded fucking miserable.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to shoot something in the face and watch a head explode.
Now, I've got a bit of a problem with getting Fallout New Vegas because I haven't finished Broken Steel on Fallout 3 yet. I can get my head wrapped around the concept of not playing all the DLC on Fallout 3. I don't have Mothership Zeta or the one in the swamp. I don't have Point Lookout. I don't have either of those two. But I feel like I need to finish Broken Steel before I get into this because I feel like I'd be wasting away not playing. I feel like I would never, ever go back and play Broken Steel if I got Fallout New Vegas. So I'll probably take a look at it eventually, and honestly, I'll probably look at it on the PC first. It's not a multiplayer game.
No.
And it's not one that I need to be, like, around. In fact, this is one that I would almost rather play offline. Because, you know, you get on Xbox Live, your friends are there, they're like, hey, you know, so-and-so invites you to a party, and you're like, yeah, cool, all right,
oh,
and then
awesome.
You get in there.
I've been playing for 7.5 hours, I didn't get that once.
Oh, you were kind of on your own the whole time?
Yeah, no, I didn't get invited to one party.
But, like, that's
fuck
that
you,
kind
friends.
Of, that kind of fucks the experience, though, right? When you're playing a game with a storyline and you're trying to pay attention to the dialogue and the story and
stuff. Oh, yeah, oh, I would have turned it down, but it would have been nice to get the invite.
Well, I could invite you, man, if it make you feel better.
No,
I wasn't home.
I'm done. Fuck this. I'm done.
All right. Well, Farvo just walked off now. But that's why I'm looking to get this on the PC, guys. I want to play it on the PC because I have a nice rig and I want to see what it can do. Also, Fallout the latest Fallout games have been a lot about the modding community. There's been a ton of mods for the Fallout 3 that I haven't gotten to experience because I don't have it on the PC. I'd like to experience them for New Vegas. Bottom line, it sounds like if you're into Fallout, if you're into Fallout 3, at least give this one a look. You're probably already giving it a look. Hey, save your game periodically every few minutes, I guess. Every 30 minutes.
Yeah, every 30 minutes.
Hard save your shit every 30 minutes so you don't get fucked over like Farva. And maybe wait, from what I hear, wait until this patch comes out that they're working so feverishly on.
Well, that's the
and
thing.
Then try
it's like,
experience then.
I mean, I haven't experienced anything that's broken the game for me.
Okay.
I mean,
well, there you go.
There's no reason for I can say no reason to say wait. Like, oh my god, I've run into so many fucking bugs. And most of the bugs I've heard you do run into, if you do save your game every 30 to 40 minutes or so, you can, or even with the auto saves, you can just go to load your last save and you do fine, and it goes right through it and the bugs are gone. The glitch is gone. I haven't heard of anything that's like a repetitive, everyone go here, do this, and this is what happens. So there's nothing about this game to make me say, do not buy it. Do not play it.
It would be nice if they had an alternating save system. You know, like the autosaves worked in like, it saved, you have like 5 autosave slots or something.
Yeah.
and then you would just, and then it would just pop one into the next order, like save slot two, and then the next one go into save slot three, and save slot four, save slot five, and then back to save slot one.
Yeah,
wow.
But that doesn't punish
that was some
people
alliteration.
Like, that doesn't punish people like me for being dicks.
Right. Well, I mean, you got to punish your dick every once in a while.
Every so often.
So, that sounds like a recommendation to check it out.
Yeah,
far,
I'd say,
right?
I'd say honestly 4 out of 5. If you're you're a Fallout fan, you're already playing it, and we're not talking to you. If you've played Fallout a little bit, you're kind of into it, but you know, people had already pretty much put it down by the time you picked it up. You know, it's not a bad game. Honestly, if you want to try a Fallout experience, get Fallout 3.
Does it do anything better than Fallout 3, or is it just more of it?
No, not that I mean, it may be prettier.
Okay.
I don't know, just the countryside, everything seems to be prettier to me. It doesn't seem as blockish.
Are there throwbacks to the Fallout 3 story and stuff that you might need to have played Fallout 3 to get?
Nothing that I've seen.
Wow, really? Man, self-contained, and I would expect this one to throw back to that storyline, because that was a great storyline.
But that was, you got to consider, like, that was completely on the East Coast. And this is Vegas. This is completely West Coast. I mean, at one point in time, I ran into the border between, it says, welcome to California, welcome to Nevada. You know, you are so far in the West Coast, and with technology and everything being broken and severed, I mean, it might as well be on another planet.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. So that's going to do it for Carrot Package. We're going to go on into On the Horizon. Okay, this is On the Horizon, and this is the one that we promised you because October was so fucking jam-packed with game releases. We needed to do it twice in October. Here we go, Farva. You ready? I'm going to start off with the ones that have already come out.
Let's do it.
Okay, these are the ones that have come out this week. And goddamn, there are a lot of them.
There's fucking a lot of them.
Okay, so Power Gig Rise of the Sixth String came out. Fallout New Vegas came out. EA Sports MMA came out. DJ Hero 2 came out. Vanquish came out. Time Crisis Raising Storm came out. Costume Quest came out. And Super Meat Boy came out. And then still to come out this month are Tony Hawk Shred, Rock Band 3, The Sims 3 on the console versions, WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2011, Star Wars The Force Unleashed comes out this month, as does Fable 3. So, which one of these games, out of all of these, are you most looking forward to in the second half of October this year?
Fable 3.
Yeah?
I loved the first one. I loved the second one until the end. I've said it before. I'll say it again. The third one has got me. This is I love these games with a really deep narrative that kind of has a lot of, but it has like these side quests you can do as well. So if I only have time to play for 30 minutes, I can go and do a side quest, feel like I accomplished something while still not losing anything from the general long narrative of a game. It's like Mass Effect and things like that, and you know, these different types of games. So. This is probably on this list. I mean, there's a couple others in here that I definitely want to give a try to, and one of them's Costume Quest, and the Star Wars. I always want to say, because it's SWTFU. I always want to be like, shut the fuck up, too. That's just what it is. My brain just automatically switches into that every single time I see the TFU and the Star Wars before it. But I want to give – those are definitely ones that are on my radar as far as definitely renting and playing and maybe even picking up. Fable 3 – without a doubt, is on my list.
Yeah, me too. I think so, too. And what I find interesting here is, kudos to these guys, that Power Gig has come out a week before Rock Band 3, because once that week's over with, man, it's curtains, I think, for Power Gig, unfortunately. I will say that I am not interested in Rock Band 3 this month. I am interested in Rock Band 3 in whatever month it is that Stratocaster comes out.
Yes.
Guitar controller comes out that's actually guitar.
$300, isn't it? Is that they're saying?
I don't think they've set a price point on it yet.
$300.
It's going to be hell of expensive. I know that much, man. It's going to be crazy expensive. But I am interested in Rock Band 3 at that time. As for this month, a few of these kind of jump out at me. Costume Quest, like I talked about a couple weeks ago on the show, Super Meat Boy looks pretty fun too. That one actually, if you buy it this week, I think is $10 instead of $15. And I think they're going to have like a steady stream of downloadable content So it's always going to be expanding the game experience and all that stuff.
Now, is it free DLC they're looking at throwing at it, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just supporting it with free DLC, free levels, all this stuff. I think the idea is that you could never really ever finish everything they have for you.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting. I mean, I don't know if that's such a great thing, but at least you know that you'll get your money's worth if you really like it.
Yeah.
I like DJ Hero. I'm interested in DJ Hero too. I will wait until that one goes on sale or rent it or something. I certainly won't buy it at full price because I still haven't gotten everything I wanted out of DJ Hero 1 yet. But yeah, I'm with you, man. The most interesting and most exciting game of this month, the entire month, I think, is Fable 3.
Yeah.
And it's tough to say that in a month with Fallout New Vegas because I am really into that game and I was really into Fallout 3, and from what I hear about Fallout New Vegas, it's basically the same game except for longer, more expanded, and funnier, which
yeah.
was something that was, if one thing was lacking for Fallout slightly, it was the humor. There was some weird dark humor going on in there, but if they can make a funny Fallout game, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Fable 3, I've just head over heels. Everything that I see about it, every time I see something about it, I just get more excited. And I can't wait for it to come out. And that's going to be what I'm most looking forward to. My surefire pre-order for this month is going to be Fable 3.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to stop rambling.
There you go. So that's on the horizon for the second half of October, and we're going to go on into Fresh Catch. It's Fresh Catch, and I got a great deal just for you, Farva. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
Are you looking at the show notes?
I am looking at the show notes.
All right, here we go.
In fact, while I'm looking at the show notes, I see here that we had a buried treasure, DuckTales Part 1 here. Are we not doing that?
No, we are not doing that.
Because I played the game. In fact, I beat the game. I'm ready to go.
Wow, that's how special for you.
Yeah. What
that's
about you, buddy?
Amazing.
Yeah.
No, I didn't beat
In fact,
the game.
Because I remember someone giving me a lot of shit over the last couple of weeks about not playing this game, and we're definitely getting this taken care of, because Farva's going to get it taken care of. We are going to get this done. And, yeah.
Did I give you a bunch of shit about it?
Just a little bit. I mean a bunch, yeah.
I think I definitively said that we were going to do it as if I was trying to convince myself. And then that really didn't work out. So we're gonna try self-mutilation, and we'll see how that works out. How about next week? How's that sound?
You know what? Next week. I won't be here next week.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Enjoy your fucking cruise to paradise.
I know. I'm excited.
While I'm playing classic NES DuckTales. Anyway, so suffice to say, my good friend Farva just called straight out, we're not doing Buried Treasure this week. We're going to do Fresh Catch. And so this is something just for him. Kmart Gamer, you got one of those right next door, from what I remember.
Yeah.
If you can make it over to a Kmart, they've got a smoking deal on Vanquish.
Awesome.
You ready for this?
Awesome.
I'm serious, Farva. You might want to go find one for this deal because it is so hot. Vanquish, you get a $20 gaming coupon plus $30 off of one of these titles. Borderlands Game of the Year Edition, Uncharted 2 Game of the Year Edition, Dead Rising 2, Castlevania Lords of Shadow, Enslaved, which is great, Halo Reach, Mafia 2, Red Dead Redemption, F1 2010, the F1 racing game, Front Mission Evolved, which was what, like kind of a middling, you thought it was okay, right?
Yeah, it wasn't middle of the road.
Yeah. Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions, God of War 3, Quantum Theory, Ruse, Heavy Rain, or Hawks 2. Man, let me tell you, Dead Rising 2 just leaps right off that list for me. If I can get Vanquish, get a $20 coupon, and get $30 off of Dead Rising 2, that's looking pretty good. And then I can still get $20 off of some other game that I want to in the future.
I got
to
admit, I'm looking at Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions on that list. Because I've got to fly to L.A., into L.A., and I'll be in L.A. for a day before I get on the boat. So if there's a Kmart around, I'll be taking advantage of this.
Yeah, I mean, 30, you're essentially getting one of these newer games for $30 if you buy Vanquish. And then you get $20 off of some other game in the future. And Vanquish is no slouch either. I played that one at PAX, and all the reviews are coming in, and they're all pretty damn positive. If you want something that's just straight-up fun shooter, third-person action, and just crazy high-octane speed, that's where Vanquish lives. And it was pretty good. I haven't really gotten my hands on the I haven't played the demo that's available on all the download systems, but I would suggest everybody go out to Xbox Live, go out to PSN Network, download that Vanquish demo.
The PSN Network? So the PlayStation the Network Network?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
That's one that they don't tell you about. That's a secret network.
Oh, shit. God.
That's where all the hot shit is. That's
I hate being the co-host. Co-host never gets shit.
They have party chat.
Oh!
They have party chat and Netflix streaming, and I think they have Twitter and Facebook too, but nobody uses that.
Actually,
shit.
I got to give them credit for this. I just got an email from Netflix saying that if you have a PS3 disc, you no longer need it.
Yeah, they did start that up. I think the 1 year exclusivity deal of no disc streaming is over with Microsoft. So there you go. But yeah, go out to PSN, go out to Xbox Live and try Vanquish. If it hooks you, if it catches your attention, and any of the games that I mentioned sound good to you, for you take their price and how much they cost and cut $30 off of them. Most of them are $60. Hawks 2 and Uncharted 2 Game of the Year Edition are $50, and so those crank down to $20 for you. And if you've never played Uncharted 2, and you can get the Game of the Year Edition for $20,
yeah, why would you?
That's
not?
A pretty smoking deal. Yeah, and so you know, there's a few of them. There's Dead Rising 2. If you're into Castlevania, I heard if you're into that kind of game and you have a lot of time on your hands,
then that is the perfect game for you.
That's the one. And then Borderlands is out there too. Game of the Year. It has all the downloadable content and that's a smoking value for $30. I mean, that's the game and all the stuff they've come out with it. So there, once again, it's Kmart. If you go to Kmart, you can get Vanquish. If you buy Vanquish, you get a $20 gaming coupon and you get $30 off of one of the titles that I mentioned before. Just check it out, man. Check out that Vanquish demo, and if it catches your attention, go drop $90 on two really good games and then have $20 off sometime in the future.
All right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Not at all.
So that's going to do it for Fresh Catch. We're going to go on into the Gamer 9 announcement.
Hear ye. All are invited to join in a talking ship Gamer 9.
Okay, this is Gamer 9 announcements, and we're going to lead it off kicking it over to Farva. Farva, you were going to have one last week. Did that pan out?
We were going to do Battlefield Bad Company 2. I got online, and nobody wanted to play Battlefield Bad Company 2. Everyone was playing the latest first-person shooter to come out, which was Medal of Honor. So that's what we played. We jumped on. We had a party of, I think, four or five. After a while, Jitterbug got on and played with us, even though he was spending forever. He would rather spend his time by himself building levels in Halo Reach on that stupid Forge mode bullshit than he would spending time with his crewbies and, you know, with members of his ship who were just fans. And that was a little cold-blooded of him, I'll admit. Like, me and Mutton Chop played for a while, and he just kind of sat in there and didn't participate and just judged us. And, you know, fuck him.
That's what he does, man.
But other than that, yeah, it was a great time. So, yeah, that was pretty much how the night went. We played for a while. I don't know. I gamed for probably an hour and a half, 2 hours, and pulled out, called it quits.
That's usually how you do it, right?
That's
about
what you
two
do.
And a half hours. Pull out and call it quits.
Exactly.
So, we had something of a gamer night Saturday. I mean, it was a gigantic gamer night, and my deficient Xbox Live gamer tag wasn't really helping matters. But I got in and, you know, played some World of Warcraft with Jitterbug and his wife, and we had a pretty fun time. Me and Jamie and Jitterbug and his wife. It was really funny though, Farva, because his Jitterbug's like a level 80 something or other.
Uh-huh.
And his wife's like a level 57 something or other.
Okay.
And she was a hunter, and that's the class that I picked too. And so we're all on Skype talking to each other and playing the game, and we're like in totally distinctly separate parts of the planet. and they're off killing like dragons and shit, and we're like, and me and Jamie are just like fighting bunny rabbits.
You're and, like, fuck you, sheep.
And I'm like, hey, you know what I got? I just picked up this skill shot. I don't know if you heard of it. It's like the first fucking thing you learn.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I dropped a cool 3 copper on it, and they're in like the currency goes, I think, copper, silver, and gold in that thing, and it's like 100 copper to a silver, and then 100 silver to a gold, and they're rolling around with like 700 gold. It's just like they are light years ahead of us, and I'm like talking a bunch of smack about how great this shit that I'm picking up is.
No, the Easter Bunny don't have a fucking chance.
Yeah,
man, I can't wait for March.
I had a pet ostrich. that's how low it was. I had a pet goddamn ostrich. Anyway, so that was something I was playing with just Jitterbug and his wife. But, you know, I've gone with some crewbies, and I honestly sunk a lot of time once I got my gamertag back into NHL 11 because that's just a time suck of a game, and that is just so addictive for me. I love playing that game. But as for this week, we'll be doing it up right. We'll be hitting it Saturday night. Bad movie, drinky drinky, and then we're gonna do a gamer night after that. We'll just take a poll of who's in the bad movie, drinky drinky party and see what they want to play. Not gonna set any official game for it, but we'll certainly throw a disc into the system once we're done getting drunk watching a movie and play something on that disc. So Farva, are you gonna be having a gamer night this Saturday? Or are you gonna be getting ready to roll out?
I will be having a gamer night this Saturday.
Right.
I don't know what will
or Thursday. Be. Sorry, not Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. Fuck Saturdays. I'll be on a plane. I hate planes. Oh, I'm a big boy and sitting in them little tiny seats. It's miserable. So God.
Oh,
thank
man.
You. Anyway, for Thursday. Yes, I will be having a gamer night. I'm thinking it's gonna be Modern Warfare 2. I'm going to get on, just play on the 360 at 9:15 Mountain Standard Time this coming Thursday. I think that's what's going to be. But if I get on and a bunch of people want to play something significantly different, Battlefield or Gears or whatever, then that's what we'll play. So,
right on.
But for now, yeah, Modern Warfare 2 seems to be the game that most people have, most people tend to enjoy, and can do a little hardcore in that. So come on in, shoot me in the head.
You think things are going to change when Black Ops comes out? I think that might become the game of choice for gamers.
I really do. You know, with a lot of the game modes that they're introducing, like the single bullet game mode where,
that sounds awesome.
Where it's like, and for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, what it is you start off, you have a pistol, and you have one round. And you run around and you shoot someone, and if you shoot and kill someone, you get their round. You get another round. And you keep going, and I think it's like a one kill elimination per round, per match round. And
yeah.
So you shoot someone, you get their bullet, and you keep going. Well, if you shoot at someone and miss, now they have a chance to plug you. If they miss, it becomes a knife battle unless someone else is paying attention and like picks one of you off and gets around and picks the other one off. But that's just a very creative mode, way to play that. The other one, there's another mode where it's You start off with like the weakest pistol, and you shoot someone, you put them down. Then you go to like a better pistol than that, and you put them down. Then you might go to like a machine pistol, then a submachine gun, then a machine gun, and you slowly like every time you kill someone, and your kill streak increases, your weapons, the more powerful a weapon you pick up, and it just switches automatically every time. And the point is, I think, to get to like 20 kills and. That's how you win the game.
Well, the point of that mode is to kill a player with every weapon in the game.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You go through a progression of weapons. I'm not sure it matters in the kill streak department. You get a new weapon after you kill somebody, and then you work your way through the entire roster of weapons in the game.
Which is also incredibly creative. Plus, they're bringing zombie mode back, which was one of the biggest saving graces. I mean, the multiplayer in World at War was fairly fun, but a lot of the weapons were either overpowered or underpowered. That made things kind of stupid. The dogs thing was kind of fun, but one of the things that really drug it down was a lot of the maps had some real bad glitches in it that people were exposing, and that's what sent me back to Modern Warfare, the original Modern Warfare.
Sure.
People glitching the maps, getting shot from people who are underneath the map. That was just – that just takes – it seemed like it took them way too long to get in there and patch that. And so that's what – but I really think that now that they're in a more modern setting, there. I mean, I've seen, like, from the screenshots and stuff from in space to stuff that looks like it was in Vietnam and all kinds of stuff. The multiplayer modes that they're putting in look like a lot of fun. They said they are bringing back the zombie mode. Looks like a lot of fun. Yeah. I really think Modern Warfare 2 really could be coming to an end here in the next few months, which is mind-blowing.
I might be hitting a preemptive strike and getting that thing back to GameStop to see what I can get for it. Like right now, before Black Ops comes out.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
You know, that's when the value is going to tank on that thing. You kind of want to get in ahead of the curve. That's how I do it with the baseball games. Every couple of years, I turn mine in about a month and a half before the next one comes out. That way, I'm sufficiently hyped for it. And I got a pretty good price on it back. So, sorry to derail everybody there, but yeah. So, all these gamer nights that have been committed to Modern Warfare 2, in about a month-ish, right?
Yeah.
About a month?
Yep.
Look forward to those changing to Call of Duty Black Ops, because that game looks pretty incredible. But that's really all I've got for us this week on the Game Lounge. Farb, you got anything else for us?
I do not, sir.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to get back in here. I've been staring at my NBA 2K11 player, just throwing the ball around and just waiting for me to get back to it. So I'm going to get back onto that and play some more NBA 2K11.
And I am going to go pack my suitcase.
Well, there you go. Either way, you guys got to go.
Hey, thanks for showing up. Get the fuck out.